Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. Fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil in here.
And I'm Leroy. So Phil, how am you doing? How are you doing? I see you still on injured reserve and still trying to work through the pain, play through the pain. That's a good. You talk shit about the sports stars doing it, and here you go, you doing the same thing. I give you props for that.
I talk shit about the sports stars doing what?
Not playing when they hurt and all that stuff and everything. And here you go, playing hurt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if you can play, then play. And if you can't play, don't play and stink up the joint and be talking about, well, I'm injured. Well, keep your ass home. Right. Play when you're healthy.
Right. So any progress with your injury?
I went to Chinatown. I went to see my Chinese doctors, you know, the ones me and Shea been dealing with. Mm-hmm. And I got this cream. This cream is supposed to be, like, way stronger than what is it called? Dragon cream or some shit. Whatever the one that's real popular that everybody uses. Well, this is stronger, so I put some of that on. And it's been okay, but shit, they said it's going to last 4 to 12 weeks. And I just, 4 weeks down the pipe? And I ain't on it early. And maybe if I was 20, that shit would have healed by now.
So your vacation is what?
In 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. So you're going to be wearing that going on your vacation then? Are you going?
I'm not going to wear it. Well, I might pack it, but I'm not going to wear it. I'll probably wear it at the hotel or some shit.
Right. Well, we talked about kind of sort of relationships last week for our viral video of the week, and shout out to the podcast 8 at the table. That's numeral 8 at the table. That's the one. That's the podcast that had the lady talking about the men in the body count. Mm-hmm. So they sent me a message saying, you know, thanks for posting the video. So I, you know, gave him a little shout out back. So I'm shouting them out on here, their podcast, 8 at the table, numeral 8 at the table. This viral video of the week is a man. The man catches his wife cheating. Well, he didn't really catch her cheating. Well, he got like I guess he like got on her phone and saw her text messaging. So here's the video.
We've been together for 5 years, and I found out that she's been cheating for the last 7 months. And so now...
So they've been together for 5 years. That's short in terms of a marriage. And then yes, it is. A marriage? 5 years?
That's the average on how long marriages last. What are you talking about?
And that's the date. So that means they don't last long.
Yeah, exactly. So 5 years is he's right at the point he's falling in line with everybody else to break up after 5 years.
So in 7 months, he been knowing his wife was cheating for 7 months, and he didn't say anything in month one, month two, month three.
I like
month
to know
four.
Who this guy is because he looked real familiar too.
Here we go.
What I want to do is I want to confront her and ask her if she's been cheating with me. I want her to be upfront with me.
You already know she's cheating. You just said she's been cheating for seven
you
months.
Be honest though.
Okay, but whoa, right.
She's not. Marriage is over. That's it. I'm done.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What?
Camera
don't worry about it. I was just, you know, just doing something.
Oh, like the TikTok or something?
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so where were you 4 weeks ago?
4 weeks ago. When? That's like a vague question.
You know, when you went on that, you said you were going to that place, that spot, that little food spot with Raven.
Oh, yeah. The White Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raven. And then we went shopping. Why are you acting like that, though?
Okay.
I told you this.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of TikTok video this is.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, you were going to that spot out a couple miles out with Brianna, right?
2 weeks. Okay, so we went from 4 weeks to 3 weeks. So 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, yeah, we went to the spa. That Asian spa was telling me about that I wanted to go to. It's like that 24-hour one.
That's enough.
Why don't you just tell me who you're seeing?
I'm not seeing anyone. Why are you asking? That's a stupid question.
Who's Rick?
It's your brother.
I don't have a brother named Rick.
Or your cousin or whatever.
It's not.
Oh my goodness. Your brother Rick. That goes to show you she was shocked when he brought up the name Rick. Now you know good well I don't have no brother. Right, right. You know good well I don't have no brother named Rick.
When she said, "Yeah, I went to the restaurant and then we went shopping just in case." He said, "Well, I stopped past the restaurant. You weren't near."
Okay, now do we throw out the football season is about to come up? Now do we throw out the red flag on this? Yeah, the red flag is a review on if this shit is real or not.
Well, that's all the videos now because you got to think like, is these guys that post these videos really that stupid or simping that they got to post all their business online? So, and a lot of times dudes don't really want to post their business online like that. So it's questionable if it's real or not.
Okay, now did you see the video this week with the guy? The guy was saying that he was stood up at the restaurant and like, hey, I bought flowers and everything.
No.
Okay, well, I was about to do that one. But come to find out, the guy is a comedian, and he posts like things like that, you know, on his TikTok for comedy or whatever. And everybody got an opinion and all this stuff, but he was faking.
And as like, I said, a majority of these videos are fake, so we just got to look at it and say like, let's say this is a real scenario because we know it's probably bullshit with all of them.
Like how you was talking about the tab at the restaurant thing.
Yeah. Because a lot of people was talking about that situation, and I can see that happening too. You know what I mean? Well, shit. What if I wasn't hungry and I bought just some fries, but I wanted to be there for the, you know, somebody's party, or whatever. Right. Now you mean to tell me I got to come out of my pockets $300? You out of your mind? I don't care what the total is.
Okay. See, it depends on who it is. It depends who it is. Now, if it's just people that you know, you just like, let's just say it's like work people. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pay my fries and my drink and that's it. But if it's like a family thing and we all together like that and all mm-hmm. I had was something small, okay, yeah, I would chip in a little extra.
Well, you chip in a little extra to help cover the birthday party or whoever, you know, y'all celebrating, Bill. But no, right. Like we went out, my family, Chrissy, like my mom, whole squad, we was deep. It was probably like 20 of us at the table. We got separate checks. my brother and his squad, they like to grub. Both of my brothers, they like to grub. So you think I'm gonna pay? They getting doubles and all that, and people like to drink all crazy and all that. And see, I ain't doing all that, so I'm not gonna pay all that money out.
My cousin.
Why are you asking these questions? These are weird questions.
Because you are cheating on me, and I was trying to see if you would come forward and tell me like a natural person. Okay, so those messages in your phone where you were saying, oh, I love you. Oh, this is the best I've ever had. Mm. Oh, man, I feel sore.
Ooh!
Getting
that thing, huh? Making that thing sore. Go ahead, girl. I don't know her name.
Why would you be going through my phone first of all like that? Like
look at her. She been courting some shit, but now she gonna throw it back at him. Whatever. Why are you at my phone? You know, the old fake out.
Change the subject matter. Don't change the subject matter. What you trying to do?
You acting insecure.
Oh yeah.
Why are you going through my phone? There's no reason to do that.
Well, listen.
When you go through people's stuff, you find stuff you don't want to see.
Okay, now she just admitted it that she did it. That everything is true.
Oh, so now you're gonna blame me for this now?
I'm just saying you didn't need to go through my phone. Like, why are you going through my phone? And why are you stop recording?
I don't have to stop recording.
Oh my gosh, you acted extra.
What she said his name was.
Let me go back.
I'm just saying you didn't need to go through my phone. Like, why are you going through my phone? And why are you stop recording?
I don't have to stop recording.
Oh my gosh, you acted extra. Always been insecure.
You know,
she didn't say.
She just said his name.
No, it said, what part she said is like acting
did
extra.
Did you say Jackson?
I didn't hear no Jackson. Extra. Yeah, that sounds like she said extra.
I thought she said Jackson.
There's no reason to do that.
Well, listen.
When you go through people's stuff, you find stuff you don't want to see.
Oh, so now you're gonna blame me for this then?
I'm just saying you didn't need to go through my phone. Like, why are you going through my phone? And why are you stop recording?
I don't have to stop recording.
Oh my gosh, acting, you acted extra.
Acting, she said acting twice. Oh. Acting extra. Yeah.
Always been insecure.
You know what? We're done.
Done what?
Like, this marriage is over.
She ain't even got no ring.
What are you talking about?
Got no what?
Ring.
Mm-hmm. She took it off because she was like washing up and stuff.
Oh. This is for my lawyers.
Why are you really?
Yeah, just
you gotta be petty like that. Why are you recording?
So you're gonna gaslight me?
So okay, let's just say if my wife was cheating and I caught her, and what do the lawyers need this information for? Because we still gonna have to split up everything, and I gotta pay alimony and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what difference does it make?
Just soften the blow.
Okay. So in other words, you just waste this time doing this shit.
Well, it could be worse without it, but you still gonna have to pay. Mm. Maybe depending on what state they live in, like whoever cheats in the relationship don't get nothing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to tip on the marriage. Five years in this marriage, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you want to go fucking cheat.
I mean, you're always working all the time anyway, so.
So she just admitted it a second time, too.
That's now. The number one go-to excuse they all say on cheaters.
So she just admitted it a second time that he was working late. That's the reason why she did it. That's the reason why she's so sore, is because he was working late. Oh. Working all the time, I'm sorry.
So it's my fault.
I wasn't cheating.
Oh, so he just slipped and fell onto his dick then, huh?
I didn't fall onto anything. What are you talking about? There's nothing that you saw. And like I said, you shouldn't be going through people's phone. Like, that's my privacy.
Well, she just admitted to having a relationship. I don't care if it was sexual or not. She just admitted to having a relationship. If she was talking to this dude behind the husband's back, then that's adultery to me. I don't know what their definition of adultery is. But she just admitted it, and then she said, no, it wasn't. So which one was it? Are you doing it or not?
She admitted to it, but then turned around and said, well, you got no proof. I ain't do nothing.
Right.
You know what?
That's my privacy. You paying for
it? Get out. Look at you. Where's the ring? Where's the $500?
Where's the ring in the house?
Okay, my wife.
She answered the court. She don't wear her ring in the house. No, she takes it off and do.
I'm saying
this lady, not your wife. This lady, she just takes it off when she in the house.
that's a 50-50. I can't be too mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000 ring. That's a six.
Like, stop.
You know what?
All right, that was the husband catching the wife cheating. Any more thoughts?
No, like you said, we don't know if it's real or not, so we're just going to take it at its face value and just assume that, you know, it's real. Well, we're going to talk about it like it's real, but it's probably bullshit.
Right.
This guy looked like somebody. I'm trying to think where, you know, I'm good with faces. He probably did a little bit of time in the military or something.
Mm-hmm.
Washed out or something.
Yeah.
He looked a little pudgy.
Yeah, then if you know him, then you're going to have to school him about, first of all, I wouldn't have been recording. I mean, what the hell? I don't understand. How are you going to show the lawyers this? Like, you're still going to have to split up house and money up and all that stuff.
I think it depends on states. I think certain states, because even on cheaters, they be saying the same shit. Wait till the lawyer get the hold of this. You know what I mean? So I figure whatever state they live in, they have different rules.
Right. Well, this report we're going to make in Georgia, where a mother... The mother, Samara White, was charged with child abuse following a viral video after children record filmed the incident. Now, the recording that you'll see is kids recording this child abuse that this woman did at a playground. I think it was at a playground. So here's the report.
Continuing coverage tonight, a viral video led to a Macon mother being charged with child abuse, and the family who recorded that video is now speaking out. Our Brianna Cook talked to them earlier today to find out more. She's live in the studio this evening. Brianna?
Greg, the videos were recorded by another child, and we would like to warn you what you will see may be disturbing.
Want me to put it back? No, that's fine. You ain't get the joke. I said, oh, you want me to put it back?
No, you don't have to.
No, you ain't. Let me go back. Let me start it over again.
Coverage tonight, a viral video led to a Macon mother being charged with child abuse. And the family who recorded that video is now speaking out. Our Brianna Cook talked to them earlier today to find out more. She's live in the studio this evening. Brianna?
Greg, the videos were recorded by another child, and we would like to warn you what you will see.
It looks like she wasn't supposed to be on air today. Between her shirt, I ain't talking about her weight or anything like that. I'm talking about that shirt and everything. Like, she was like, they was like, oh, you know, you're supposed to be on the air today. You're like, for me? For real? She
was like, yeah. For her shirt.
It don't look, reporters don't have shirts like that.
Maybe she having a baby.
Could be. I'm not talking about her weight or anything. It's like her shirt looked like she like about to go on a date type of shirt. Or is that a whole outfit? It could be a whole outfit because she's sitting down. I'm not sure.
I think she got jeans on.
Oh, okay.
May be disturbing.
Yeah, I see the jeans. Now, see what I mean? She got on jeans. So that look like she don't even belong on the air. Look how she grabbing that baby by her damn head like that. Look at this shit.
This video comes after an 8-year-old was outside playing with her neighborhood friends. Gabriella Harris and her sister were outside playing with the child from the video.
We were in a pool, and that's when we decided like to move the trampoline closer to the pool so we could jump in and out of it. And when we did that, I think she got mad and came outside and told everyone to leave.
Shortly after, Harris says she saw the little girl outside asking them for help, and that's when they decided to record. In the video, you can see the little girl running away from her mom while the other children yell.
Dang.
The child is then dragged through the grass and
look at
her face.
Watching that take place, how did that make you feel in that moment?
It made me feel sad.
Gwen McKenzie, Gabriella's aunt, says as soon as her nieces sent her the video, she immediately called the Bibb County Sheriff's Office. She says she called numerous times but did not get the response she expected.
So I ended up having to go to the police department, and there was an officer sitting in his car, and he dispatched for two officers to come. It should not have taken 2 hours, because if it was a deadly situation, those kids could have been seriously harmed.
If it was a man out there abusing his kids like that, especially if he was abusing his daughter, them cops would have came. But since it's a woman doing that, that's why they sat on their ass about it. Like she said, suppose when they got in the house, suppose that woman killed that young lady, beat her to death or some shit.
She looked like she was limp getting dragged.
Right. If that was a man, if you said, he was sitting outside beating his kids and everything, they'd have came right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have been killed.
McKenzie says she uploaded the video online to seek resources for not only the child, but the mother.
The school's been...
Oh, the hell with her.
...making reports on it as well, but they couldn't do anything because there was no proof. And so I feel like it's a systematic failure here. A lot has failed that child. A lot has failed the mother as well. Because I'm not... Someone said to me, I even thought about posting her bond.
No, you didn't. You see how they always stick together? Like, well, she ain't do anything wrong. And here, this woman, she's locked up. And the darn aunt of the kids that filmed the incident, she want to go post her damn bail.
Why did you tell her that that's the case?
Exactly. I tell you, if that was a man, she wouldn't have been saying anything like that. Well, I would have posted his bond.
But under the conditions that she get help.
Okay. Man, she could be saying some shit like that just because she's on television. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give her a little pass. She wasn't going to give her no damn bail money.
She hopes some good comes from this.
I'm hoping and I'm praying that this incident is something that is something like a wake-up call for not only us as Black people or Black mothers. It's other races that go through the same thing. This is a...
When the last time we seen somebody of another race beating a child out like that in public?
She needs to stop that. Talk like that.
BIB deputies say they got there as soon as possible and that the mother, Samira White, was arrested and charged with cruelty to children and turned custody of her three children over to a relative. Reporting live in studio, Brianna Cook, WGXA News.
Damn, soon as when you get into these small towns with their news, I swear, they'll have anybody up there on camera. Like you said, they look like they could be damn twins or something.
Mm-hmm. She ain't really got no makeup on either. Usually these news reporters have so much makeup on.
Right. It looked like she just got there and said, oh, like you said, somebody was out. Like, man, we need somebody to fill in. Hey, how about you do it? She like, oh, shit, do I have to?
Damn intern. Get up there. We need you right now. You yep. enough.
Mm-hmm. Like how we always say, when a woman be out there whooping ass and she don't get any type of problems, but when a man will do it, oh no. Them cops would have came, if that woman wouldn't have kept pressuring it and saw that cop sitting in the car, they'd have never came.
Nope. Well, that's just like fighting. Two guys fighting, the cops roll up, they both going to jail. Two girls fighting, they let them walk away.
Yep. Well, we going to Detroit, Michigan, where undercover deputies found a Detroit police commissioner, Brian Ferguson, with a prostitute in his car at 7 a.m. Here's the report. There's three reports about this one. Here's the first one is they're talking about the incident.
Fox News' Jessica Dupnack joins us tonight on the edge with the details. Jessica.
Rupe and Darren, apparently.
Oh, my man looked like he a proficient in messing with hoes, too.
He asked undercover Wayne County Sheriff's deputies if they could help him out and made sure to give them his title. Unfortunately, he'll now have to plead his case in front of a judge, slap with a ticket for indecent and obscene time.
Oh, man, come on. Help me out, man. That hoe, man, I'm just trying to do my thing. They say no, sir.
Was he caught, like, in the act, as they say?
From my information, when they came upon his vehicle, he was having a sex act conducted on him.
they don't like him anyway.
Yeah.
You know they rob each other.
Yeah, because it's probably like a Republican and Democrat thing going on there. And one is on one side and the other one's on the other side. Like you said, if they was all buddies with each other and they caught the dude doing that, they wouldn't even say anything. They probably would have just told the lady to leave or whatever like mm-hmm. that.
Overgrown bush here on Detroit's west side. A parked truck Wednesday morning inside a known prostitute with her head allegedly in the lap of this man, Brian Ferguson.
Mm. At that time, Mr. Brian Ferguson stepped out, identified himself as a Detroit police commissioner.
Captain Jason Bates says undercover Wayne County Sheriff's deputy.
Nope. Sometimes when you need it bad, then you got to get it anywhere you can.
He's approached the truck parked on a side street near Schaefer and Schoolcraft. When they did, the sex worker jumped out.
Obviously, it was blatant. It's, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's light out.
After introducing himself, title and all, Detroit Board of Police Commissioner Ferguson asked deputies if they could help him out. The name drop did not work.
A title or a position doesn't make him above the law.
Now, Brian was elected to keep an eye on the conduct of Detroit police
officers,
the right
color.
Keeping tabs.
So, no, he's like the dudes that watch cops, see if mm-hmm. they're doing any wrong or everything. So they already don't like him anyway because he's looking at them, seeing what they up to and everything. So that's what the problem is right here. It's all a politic type of thing.
Because damn they, well, these cops be doing all type of dirty shit and looking out for each other.
Right. So he looking out and looking at them, charging them with stuff, and they not supposed to do this and that and everything. So they already going to hate him off the bat.
On things like abuse of power and soliciting prostitutes.
We get people from all walks of life. You would be surprised.
He told media outlets Wednesday it was all a misunderstanding, and the woman unexpectedly jumped in his truck. He was trying to kick her out. Ferguson was cited for indecent and obscene conduct, and his truck was towed. It's what Captain Bates' team does day in and day out countywide. He says it.
I'm sorry, but if I'm a cop, I'm not going to be cruising around trying to find out if somebody's having sex with prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, no. Now, if the car is like the registration is bad or something like that, okay, that's different. But I'm not sitting around and seeing if somebody's getting oral sex from a prostitute or not. No, And they don't do it neither. So it's probably, they probably been looking at him from the jump anyway, seeing like what was he up to driving around over here in a known prostitute area at that time of morning.
It's a quality of life issue.
What if it was on the end of your block? If your family, your spouse, your kids were seeing that type of activity.
Okay, do you really think this guy really cares like that?
No.
In your neighborhood, would it bother you?
We received a statement from Ferguson short time ago. It says, in part, today multiple media outlets released information alleging indecent conduct this morning. The allegation is untrue and the situation a big misunderstanding. I do not want this personal matter to become a distraction from the important oversight work this board has to do. For that reason, I am making the decision to step back from the board meetings for a time. Now, before all of this, Ferguson had a pretty sterling reputation, a veteran Little League coach, and sat on several neighborhood improvement committees. And of course, his current position, which he still holds. There is a Detroit Police Board of Commissioners meeting tomorrow night. But as you just heard, Ferguson will be absent. Taryn?
Jessica, certainly this is going to be a lot of work, probably. Because it doesn't really look good, and we're talking about where it happened, an area known for prostitution, the time of day. Certainly, he's going to have a hard case to prove.
And from my understanding, the deputies, those under...
He told you that he was pulled, parked over, and the lady just jumped in his truck.
Cover guys that we were listen talking about. Ferguson made no attempt to explain this all away by saying it was a misunderstanding. As far as I heard it, he said, can you guys help me out, indicating that maybe something nefarious was going on in there.
All right. The next report is, as a reporter said, that he said that the prostitute jumped in his truck. Well, he's saying it in his words on this report.
Himself on the wrong side of the law and may face serious consequences.
Yeah, but he says the whole thing is a misunderstanding. Fox News' Robin Murdoch is live.
You know who this reporter looked like, the one that's talking. Do you remember the TV show Powers?
Superhero John?
Yeah, and yeah. Remember the dad? Doesn't he look just like him?
There's more on the allegations that he's facing.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan and Jay. You know, there are always two sides to a story, and this is two very different sides to this story. As you guys know, the Board of Police Commissioners, the whole idea behind this is to provide oversight for police officers to make sure that they are conducting themselves appropriately. Well, now it is a Detroit police commissioner whose conduct is in question. This after Commissioner Brian Ferguson was cited for indecent and obscene conduct. Now, that ticket stems from what undercover officers from the Wayne County Sheriff's Office saw when they pulled up on Wednesday or on Ferguson's truck parked in the area of Sorrento and Schoolcraft on the city's west side. This happened about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and that is when they found a known prostitute allegedly performing a sex act. Now, Ferguson at that point did identify himself as a police commissioner and asked those officers to help him out. That name drop, though, it did not work. He later told media outlets that this was a misunderstanding, that the woman unexpectedly jumped into his truck and that he was trying to kick her out. Here is more with a captain.
So how'd her face get in between his legs then if he was trying to kick her out?
The Wayne County Sheriff's Office.
At that time, Mr. Brian Ferguson stepped out, identified himself as a Detroit police commissioner. A title or a position doesn't make him above the law.
Now, Ferguson did release a statement, and again, he says that the allegations, they are untrue and that this is a big misunderstanding. He also says that I do not want this personal matter to become a distraction from the important oversight work that the board has to do. For that reason, I'm making the decision to step back from board meetings for a time, end quote. And there is a board meeting that is scheduled for later tonight.
Our boy, Mr. Ferguson, he resigned. Too much scrutiny. Too many hoes gonna come forward and say that they was he was picking him up. So he resigned. Here's the report here.
Well, at least they allow him to resign.
First at 6, the resignation of Detroit Police Commissioner Brian Ferguson, who allegedly engaged with a sex worker yesterday morning. Good evening. I'm Mike Duffy.
And I'm Carolyn Clifford. Tonight, 7 Action News reporter Kimberly Craig is talking to the head of the undercover unit that ticketed him.
We're outside the Union Local where the Board of Police Commissioners will be meeting this evening. And absent will be Brian Ferguson.
And I said,
I said that other report was in his words. Now, this is him right here talking.
What is this? He said, it's a ticket. I said, okay, for what? And he said, possible solicitation of prostitution. I said, what?
You have a prostitute in your car.
Right.
And Ferguson talking to 7 investigator Ross Jones before resigning as a Detroit police commissioner. Ferguson claiming that he only stopped in the area of Schoolcraft and Sorrento around 7 o'clock Wednesday morning to check out a noise he heard in his trunk. And as he was...
Oh, what the hell? So you driving around. What type of truck is this? Because they saying a truck. Is it like a SUV?
That's what I'm thinking, SUV.
Okay, so you couldn't turn around and see what was the noise going on in his truck?
He's full of shit. Why you resigned then? Because I'm pretty sure that's a good paying job.
Because of the scrutiny and everything. Nah, he don't want to disgrace.
If you do nothing wrong, then you fucking fight it.
Getting back into his vehicle, a woman jumped into his passenger seat.
And I started screaming at her, get the F out of my truck. I was cussing. Get the F out of my truck. Get out right now.
It was far-fetched from the truth.
Detroit Police Commissioner Willie Bell, who is retired DPD, is not buying Ferguson's claims of
innocence. Oh, he on your side, dude.
Innocence.
That is just a made-up story. It was not a good story. It didn't happen that way. Not at all. People don't jump into your car in that situation. He got caught in that.
Yes, they do.
Simple as that.
Well, I told you that time, that one time that it happened to Leroy. It was on, it's the gas station, on Lansdowne, 52nd Street. You take, no, was it 52nd Street? What's the gas station there?
If you go all the way down, it's 2 gas stations before you go under the trestle.
Yeah, it's the gas station on the right side. If you're going towards, Parkside, right?
Going towards Parkside.
Yeah, where the Lowe's at? The Lowe's at now.
I don't know about that area, but yeah, if you're going towards Parkside, there's a gas station on your right. That's the one with the car wash.
Yeah,
and there's the little other one across the street.
It was early in the morning, and he was getting gas, and he had left the door unlocked, and some woman jumped in his car. They will do that now. They will just jump in your truck.
Shit, you can go on YouTube and see hundreds of videos of people jumping in their car.
Right.
Shit, and then the girl jumped in the man car thinking it was Uber, and he would fuck around and kill her.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely will jump in the wrong car, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Wayne County Sheriff deputies working undercover say they observed Ferguson stop his vehicle to talk to the woman they say is a known prostitute in an area known for prostitution. Investigators say she got in, and he drove
Your dash cam would have all that on camera. Wouldn't even be a closed case.
Right.
Before he stopped, and they engaged in a sex act.
So they followed him. They seen him pick up the prostitute. He drove for a bit, and they followed him around. And he pulled over, and that's when the woman was allegedly performing oral sex.
Sound like a sting operation to me. Sound like they already knew what he was up to.
Exactly.
So this is the time they said, all right, let's get his ass this time.
Right, exactly, because I don't believe that those sheriffs was sitting around, cruising around in that neighborhood looking for people, for Johns picking up prostitutes.
Right.
I wouldn't even waste my time.
And they follow his car. I'm sure if they ran the license plate like they do, it would have came back to a fucking police officer or whatever, police commissioner, and they'd have mind their business. If they keep following him, they already knew he was up to no good.
Right.
Then the officers approached the vehicle and made observations from there.
She hollered out, please help me, he's gonna kill me. I said, I don't even care. Get out of my truck.
He never made any claims as to their...
My man just digging himself in a hole. He just keep going. He just won't shut up.
There was a struggle, or he was trying to get her out of his vehicle. several times.
So some prostitute, everybody knows Strawberry, the local prostitute, is going to, the cops or something rolled up on her, and she going to talk about how he trying to kill me.
Yeah, right. That's made up shit. Strawberry is the go-to that all the cops use.
Yeah.
She don't say nothing.
Yep.
He asked.
Who knows? She might have been a CIA. And that was her job to like go around and pick up dudes, whatever. And they found this, they found a big fish here. So,
but they said they followed him, so they knew what was up already.
Yeah, they followed him when I guess they seen him in an area and they seen him pick up the product. That's what they say, but I believe they've been following him from the jump. He probably was a known man around there, picking up hoes or whatever. And like you said, this was the day they finally was going to get him, just so they could have all this information, because this don't sound right to me.
Right.
I'm not going to be working for the sheriff department and then cruising around and seeing who picking up prostitutes.
They found some chicks on the damn police force. You know how they get down.
Oh yeah, especially look how they act on the damn Philadelphia police force.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep their damn pants on.
If he could say something, they asked, "What do you want to say?" And he identified himself as a Detroit police commissioner. Request came out, "Can you help me with this? Help me out with this."
Both Ferguson and the woman were ticketed for indecent and obscene conduct. No one answered the door at his house today. Then this afternoon, Ferguson released a statement announcing he's stepping down. In it, he said, "After further consideration of the best interests of my family and the board, I am choosing to resign as District 1 Police Commissioner, effective immediately."
People want accountability, and he's been on that bandwagon for about a year. So therefore, I'm glad he complied with his own concerns.
In Detroit, Kimberly Craig, 7 Action News.
Damn, that wife and that house boy was raising hell. God damn, Mr. Ferguson. Mm-mm-mm.
She already know how he is.
she already know he like to get drunk and smoke that reefer, huh?
Mm-hmm. Cruise the strip.
Oh yeah, they didn't tell me you was around there. Well, a little bit of sports talk. Yesterday was the day we had Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence, and damn it, I picked Errol Spence to win.
And boy,
that was a drubbing. What you say?
I said, so to my brother, he likes Spence too. I said, yeah. Dog, give me Crawford.
Yeah, and boy, that was an ass whooping. And that Terrence Crawford, I don't know. He eating corn, natural corn, and eating them that wheat. See, we eat fake wheat. He probably eat that real wheat. But that guy is like super strong. They got like none of those punches.
Some clean hits, and he just ate that shit, just walked right through.
Exactly. It was like
no slouch. He can drop a nigga, but them punches ain't had no power on it. I don't know.
Yeah, none of those. It was like nothing. Anything that Earl was doing didn't faze Terrence.
But Earl in his corner is an idiot, because Terrence kept doing the same shit. And you would think, all right, let's adjust. He's killing you with the jab, so you know what I mean. Stick and move, turn him, put him in a corner, something. You know what I mean. But instead of just keep walking up, getting your head jabbed off.
Right. Yep. And that was happening. And they were saying that because that was his strong hand. His jab is a strong hand. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was effective. No, because there was a whole lot of people that used a strong hand as their jab. Your boy Delahoye did it. And mm-hmm. Delahoye ain't never looked like that. That guy is super strong. And I can't
still thought that it was an early stoppage too.
No, man. Yeah, but he was getting his ass whooped, man. You don't want that guy to get seriously hurt. Like it was no coming back.
The last three punches didn't even land. Now, I can understand stoppage when you're like, oh, you jumping because those punches are landing. He was throwing air balls and the ref still stopped it.
Yes, sir, but how many times he was down? Three or four?
Three, I think.
Okay, you got knocked down three times, two in one round, right?
That's all right.
Yeah, but what you doing going to miraculously come back and win? He ain't have no shot. And the ref seen it.
Hey, and anything can happen.
It wasn't not gonna happen there. Do you see
that? Don't act like you don't know what happened to Mildred Taylor. Anything can happen.
That's different. That no, ain't that's even the same.
Yeah, everywhere on it, then it got fucking clocked, and the rest stopped it at the end.
No, I don't. I don't see any damn Mildred Taylor and Chavez and that shit.
I'm saying Taylor won every round, and he had it in the fucking bag, and then when you see what happened.
Yeah. Uh huh. But no,
and the same thing happened to Michael Moore and goddamn Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Beating Foreman ass to a pulp, and Foreman fucking got that lucky punch and clocked him, and it was over.
Yeah,
boxing, anything can happen.
Yeah, but that guy was seriously getting hurt. That guy was about to seriously get hurt. I thought he was right at stopping it.
I say if he's taking a pound, and then you jump in after a hard hit. But they was airballs when he jumped in.
I see your point because it wasn't like Earl was sitting there. He was trying to compete.
Right.
But he was way behind and he was getting his ass whooped. He was getting his ass whooped. And I thought maybe I was thinking that the ref should have stopped a little bit earlier than he did. But
what's the ref that we used to always see? You used to always stop the damn fights.
Richard Steele. Yeah,
Richard Steele. That much. He would have stopped it early.
Now, did you turn and watch UFC?
No.
Oh, you just said went to bed. Yeah.
I turned to UFC, but then I went to sleep. So I didn't even watch. It's like I put it on, then I went to sleep.
Yeah, as soon as that the Spence and Crawford fight was over, the main event, they was just getting in the ring. I said that was good. The main event was starting.
I put it on and then I went to sleep. As soon as I put it on, so I couldn't even tell you what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Soon it was over. That was over with. I didn't see like the interviews, the Crawford interview. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that was over with, they was just getting right in the ring. And that was a knockout in the second round, too. That's why I said I'm over two in main events because I picked Poirier to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anything else we want to talk about sports related other than the Eagles is about to start, and I ain't a training camp person, so I can't really talk about training camp.
Nothing really to talk about. What the Sixers going to do with Harden?
Sign and trade, but to who though? That's the question.
You're not going to get the value in return.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like who? Like who do you want? Because if Harden's a top guy, I want a top guy in return. Mm-hmm. Or I'll take like a second tier dude with your draft pick.
Yeah, you're gonna have to package Harden in with Tobias and see what you can get for that.
That money, nobody want that shit. Yeah, that money.
Unless you trade Embiid and keep Harden.
Because
it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work because Harden want to slow it down, and then you got Maxey. He ain't going nowhere. He want to run at a fast pace. Mm. And B, he iffy. Sometimes you want to run. Sometimes you want the slow pace. You got to. We don't have no identity. Are we going to be a fast team or are we going to be a slow team? You can't have both.
Charles Barkley said the same thing that we said, that they should build around Maxey. I was about to call him Moxie. John Moxey is the who I was thinking about. They should build around John. They should build around Maxey. And I said, I was listening to him. I'm like, oh shit, we said the same thing that they should build around. I say, I was telling the guy at work, I say, okay, they're not going to trade Embiid. I say, let him play. And then when it's the half at the All Star half, see if you can make a deal for him. Hopefully he's not injured or anything like that, and see if you make a deal, because the way they rolling now, this shit ain't going to work. And we're going to be in like, what, 2 or 3 years from now, these Sixers are going to be in some big trouble. You're not getting draft picks. And Embiid is injury prone and turning. It's not going to get any better. He's not going to get any more MVPs after this year. I don't see it.
Well, that's why they changed the rules. Says you got to play 65 games to get an award. So Embiid, shit, he can forget about getting awards from here on out.
Right. Tobias Harris, no. Harden want to get out of here. So these Sixers is going to be in the big trouble. And they trying to get this new stadium too? No. I say at the half, see if they can get a deal for Embiid. And I get the packaging for Harden and Tobias too, but that money, man, that money that Tobias is making, I don't know why the hell that the Sixers would even do that.
You just got to get it off your book some kind of way.
Right. So what you would, can you, well, you know, in baseball, they can trade a player and still have to pay the guy. I want to know, can you do that in basketball? Because that's the way to go.
You mean trade him and still pay a portion of his salary?
Yeah, because the Mets is trading their top pitcher, but they're still going to pay his contract. You know, he got one of them big contracts, but they're still going to pay his contract.
They don't really do that, but they can do that. Usually when you trade the player, the new team will pick up the contract.
Right, but do you want to pick up Tobias Harris' contract?
Well, you have to trade him for like almost equal value pay. So then you get somebody that's making a lot of money but coming off their last year. That way, when the year over, then your book is clear.
Right. Anything else on sports?
Not really. This is the dead time right now.
Yeah. Right, y'all. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, and YouTube. Follow us on YouTube also at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Phil.
All right, peace out. I be on my dolo. Hold up, whoop that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block and look like, who is that?